At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Renters who were slated soon to leave their West Dallas homes learned yesterday that they have more time and a chance to buy their houses. We've been following this neighborhood in our series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Courtney Collins reports.
More than half of the tenants who'd been living in 305 aging rental homes owned by HMK Limited have already moved. For months, they'd been told June 3rd was the hard deadline. That changed Monday when a judge gave families another 4 months to figure out a plan. When the city tightened its housing code in September, the HMK houses were deemed substandard. The landlord said upgrading them would cost millions. For families paying $300 to $500 a month in rent, the thought of moving was terrifying.
Because if we go to other places, they will charge us like $800, $1,000.
Naomi Pena says she couldn't find anything she could afford. So Monday, when HMK announced it would allow tenants to buy their homes or another empty HMK home, Pena felt a surge of hope.
So finding this out, I mean, that makes me a relief. It's a relief for us.
HMK will sell the houses for $65,000 and finance 20-year mortgages. The new homeowners will pay $575 a month. HMK co-owner Krish Krish.
It got harder and harder to sleep at night thinking that 120, 130 families are going to be put on the street.
Mayor Mike Rawlings released a statement Monday saying, quote, "I am encouraged that Mr. Krish has decided to do what we asked him to consider nearly 2 years ago, sell some of his homes to his tenants." Courtney Collins, KERA News.
In about a month, high school seniors across the state will have their diplomas, including a group of North Texas students we've been following since the eighth grade in our American Graduate Series, Class of 17. Jerry Harris's parents split years ago. He was diagnosed with a learning disability, and he left to live with his dad in Oklahoma. Bill Zeeble catches up with Jerry as he prepares to graduate.
Jerry turned 18 in March, and today he's visiting the Brick Capel home where he used to live with his sister Abby and mom Susan Evans.
I am a senior at Plainview High School in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and I graduate in less than a month.
Jerry's ready for college. He'll attend the University of Oklahoma and can hardly wait to join a fraternity like his parents and his grandparents, make new friends, and yes, take on tough pre-med classes. Back in eighth grade, he was a gawky kid dealing with a learning disability called dysgraphia. It interferes with the ability to write or print, to spell, and to legibly put thoughts on paper. His obsession back then? Basketball.
It pretty much means everything. Like, if I go about 3 days without playing, I'll get the jitters, I'll start bouncing a ball inside the house. I'll get in trouble because I'm bouncing the ball so much.
One way 13-year-old Jerry avoided trouble? Sticking to mom's highly organized rules. She even made him sign a contract so, for instance, if he didn't help Sister Abby with schoolwork, he could be grounded. Mom's structure wasn't all that chafed him. His parents' divorce years earlier still hurt. In busy suburban Capel High, crowded with go-getter kids, he felt no freedom.
There's a lot of events to do down here. I used to be in basketball full-time and then homework down here and that. But, you know, up in Oklahoma, there's not a lot to do. I mean, my life has been extraordinarily relaxing.
Jerry is no slacker, though. At Plainview High in Ardmore, he played basketball and this year even football, which he hadn't done since junior high. Believing Plainview's team could go all the way, he tried out, and for the first time in history, the Indians played for a state title. During these Plainview years, Jerry and his mother, Susie Evans, would still get together, if only briefly.
You know, there have been many times we just meet in Gainesville and have dinner, and he goes home and I come back, and so.
So then it was back to Ardmore and books as Jerry excelled in math and science. And he's getting a jump on college. He's already earned 21 hours of credit. His college GPA, 4.0, is beating his high school average. This hard work was not pain-free. To overcome the dysgraphia, he learned to take notes on his laptop. And remember, Jerry chose Ardmore after his parents divorced. That was tough, says his mom.
It's been difficult, but good, I guess. I think we have a really good relationship. It's probably stronger than if he had lived here. I think I learned to keep hands off, but with him, I think he still respected my structure and the way he lived his life there in Oklahoma.
along the way, Jerry also decided he wants to be an anesthesiologist. He accepts the life and death balance required every time a patient goes under. Make a mistake, and someone could die.
I'm not saying that I plan on, you know, losing a patient or anything, but if that comes, I'll be sad about it, but I'm not going to let it hang over the rest of my life. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to move on, and I feel like that kind of formed the moving on stage with me when I moved to Oklahoma, because, you know, it devastated Mom, but you just got to move on at some point.
At this point, Mom's feeling good about Jerry and how he'll handle the temptations of college.
He's a very old, he's always been an old soul, but a very mature young man. I'm not too concerned about the drinking or anything like that. You know, I think he'll make good choices. He's got goals set for himself, and he realizes that if he goes off that path, he won't reach those goals.
One of little sister Abby's goals is to learn as much from Jerry as she can before he leaves for college. She's 12 now, managing her own learning challenges. Monday through Friday, she's on attention deficit drugs. Abby admires her brother's independence and accomplishments. He also keeps her honest.
I don't like to lie to him. I mean, I don't know why I lie to my mom and not lie to him, but I'm close to a teenager. It happens.
What happens next for Jerry is graduation. It's this Saturday morning. Mom and Abby will make the trek to Ardmore to be there. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Check out photos of Jerry through the years and the rest of the class of 17 at kera.org/class of 17. As for the forecast, 50% chance of rain, high near 76. It's 66 degrees in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth.